Again, to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. Now joined on the call by the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Rob Ambrose. Good morning, Coach Ambrose.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Another tough one for you guys on Saturday. A hard-fought game with a good UNH team and come up a little short, 21-7. As you look back, kind of give me your breakdown of the game.
Oh, it's a little bit of a broken record, you know, playing a little bit better defense, finding a way to fill the holes on offense, find a way to put us in position to win ball games, and if we make a mistake, God knows it's a critical one. Spotted them 14 points on offense, and had a holding penalty negate another kickoff return for a touchdown that would have clearly put us a little bit better position to win the ball game, but back at it today. Trying to get better.
With the turnovers and penalties and the frustrations, how have you tried to address that with the team to try to keep them upbeat but still correct the errors?
Well, you know, keeping them upbeat is really not that hard. We're in it. We're in every game. You know, we got a chance to win every game. Before you can think about winning a game, you got to find a way to get in it to have a chance. And we're clearly doing that so that, you know, they're excited about doing that. It's just being disciplined and focused through the little things, and that's one of the things we got to keep harping on, keep teaching, keep mentoring, until we finally cross the threshold of good.
We're here with Towson head coach Rob Ambrose. If you have a question for him, just hit star one on your keypad. We've got one in queue. If you'll get that, Leah.
Your question comes from the line of Mike Klingman with Baltimore Sun.
Coach, at least somebody's five-game losing streak is going to end on Saturday.
Okay.
Is the season dead yet?
No, God, no. And I said this the other day. I don't know where that kind of questioning comes from. At what point do we allow kids to think that because they didn't get exactly what they want that they should just lay down? It's not even a conversation. These are football games. It's a great opportunity to play the game. And that's why we do it to begin with. It's not about trophies and it's not about rings. I mean, those things are all great. But the game of football as it stands alone is awesome. And as a player and as a coach, you wake up every day grateful that you get that opportunity to do it. And the bad part about a season, whether it's a great season or a bad season, is that it ends and that you don't get to play anymore. No, the season's not over at all.
So this is as much about character as it is about anything else.
It's one of the great things about football. Almost every aspect about it is about character. That really, the game of football is created as a tool to enhance young men's lives, to make sure that they learn lessons and grow to be better men and make a difference in the world. So, oh yeah, it's always about character.
What is the overlying problem? Are these guys, I'm playing devil's advocate here with you, are these guys underachievers, or are they not listening to what you're saying, or is it something else?
I don't know. No, I think we're playing against extremely great competition. And, I mean, seriously, is there anybody that we've played that's not ranked? I mean, really, we're playing against great competition, and we're in every ball game. So I give these kids a lot of credit for working hard and being in those positions. But our room for error is very minimal, and the mistakes that we make seem to not be little mistakes at all, seem to be monstrously critical mistakes that, when New Hampshire throws an interception, we get the ball back. When we throw an interception, they score a touchdown. That's a big difference. And we got to find a way to keep ourselves from making mistakes that are so critical that can change the course of a game.
Is it any consolation that the rest of the schedule, the teams you play, have two conference wins total?
You can write that, but I can tell you that I don't even know who we play next week. We're playing Delaware, and that's my only focus at all. There's no reason to look any farther than just trying to win today.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Wayne.
Rob, your defense turned in another excellent effort, holding New Hampshire to 271 yards. It's two games in a row, holding people under 300. And only allowed, as you touched on, only allowed one touchdown. To defensively, talk about the effort that those guys turned in against a good New Hampshire offense.
Yeah, but as you go through the season, what you want to see, you know, especially if you can stay relatively healthy on either side of the ball, is growth and improvement. And, you know, I thought defensively we've done a really good job the last couple of weeks of incrementally getting better at our job, playing the game football defensively better with the little, you know, fundamentals and techniques and better tackling and better hustle to the ball. And you're even seeing it in special teams a little bit that, you know, we're getting better. It's, you know, return game's improving. Things are improving. And offensively, there's actually some good things in there, too. We just got to stop giving the ball to somebody else for points. So it can be challenging.
Another challenging thing beyond that was the weather on Saturday with the winds and only 111 yards through the air. How tough of a day is it to play quarterback when you get into weather like that?
It is. And, you know, anywhere in the country was having that kind of problem on Saturday with, you know, 40, 50 mile an hour gusts. It's a challenge. And you know, Sean and I ended up playing some version of a field position chess match at times. What are you going to call based on how much time is on the clock and the wind? And, you know, if you punt it, you know, you got a chance to have a punt that goes backwards. And so it's challenging all the way around. But that's one of the things that makes a game of football so awesome, especially when you play outside. You know, it's not a dome. It's not a perfect playing environment. The weather and the elements play a part in a game, and you got to manage those as well.
How good is that New Hampshire defense? They've limited people pretty well over about the last month.
Yeah, it's as I speak about our defense and how it's improving week by week, you know, you look at theirs and it's clearly they got great players. I mean, you know, Casey's got to be one of the best corners in the country. But where they're not getting enough credit is in the front six and seven. They're being solid up front. They get pressure on the quarterback, and they're not giving up big holes to squeeze anybody into. It's a, you know, as long as I've been 8 years now, this is probably the best defense I've seen New Hampshire that we face since I've been back.
Shane Simpson with a huge play with 100-plus yard, really, kick return, and as you mentioned, had a second one called back. Legion rushing with 53 yards in the game. Just about the day he had and how much fun it is to watch him play back there.
Well, the humorous part about it is, you know, whether it's been on offense or in the return game, Shane's had some really bright moments. Some breakaway type moments, but he keeps getting walked. And we joke around, you know, we talk about your 40 time and how fast you are, and, you know, if you keep hitting doubles and every now and then a triple, but you never hit a home run in reference to the long runs, maybe you're not as fast as you say you are. Well, let's just say that he got that monkey off his back this time. That was a great, you know, schematically we did a great job. Everybody did their job extremely well, but his awareness and speed was impressive. It's, you know, as a redshirt freshman, you don't really get to see that, and I think that's a good sign for the future.
You guys face another physical team this Saturday in Delaware in a rivalry game. As you've started to look at Delaware, what are some of the challenges that they present?
Oh, goodness. Well, I sit there and bragged about New Hampshire's front 6-7 and how big, strong, and physical they are. And then you turn on a Delaware game and you go, oh, well, here we are again. Different color, big, strong, physical team. And a lot of team speed, a lot of great athletes, and a really, really good football team in a hostile environment. You know, everybody knows going to Delaware and play is not an easy thing to do. So another week in the CAA. Get a chance to wake up in the morning and go compete against some of the best in the country.
There specifically, their run game has been among the best in the country with the three big backs that they rotate in. What's gonna is that the key for your defense trying to slow them down?
Oh gosh, yes. And you know, you got a big bunch of road graders in front of you just pushing you around. So we're gonna have to be disciplined. We're gonna have to be physical. And we're gonna have to get more than one guy to the ball on every play. We're gonna have to get the entire defense there to put those guys down.
All right, Rob. Thanks for your time this afternoon, this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thanks.